Numbers 24:17. הראינו ולא אתה, אשורנו ולא קרוב. דרך כוכב מיעקב, וקם שבט מישראל, ומחץ פעתי מואב, וקרקר כל בני שת. This verse talks about somebody coming, a descendant to the line of Jacob, coming and taking a tribe from Israel and waging war against Moab and the sons of Seth. Now, it starts and says, I will see him, but not now. Ereinu velo ata. I will hold him, but not close. Ashurenu velo karov. And then it uses the word kochav. Kochav meaning a star. It's interesting because it clearly refers to a human being, to someone coming from the line of Jacob. And Jacob is the line that was clearly the line the Messiah would come from. Using the word kochav is using a word in Hebrew that has some mystical and spiritual applications, since kochav is something more of a celestial nature. Kochav is something that in Hebrew differs clearly from any other man. It means a star, of course, like we all know, but it is something that is close to God. When we look out into the sky, the stars are in the sky, the stars are God's kingdomship. When you use the word kochav, kochav is like one of God's children. So this verse talks about not just a regular leader that will come and lead the tribes into war, or one of the many kings that would come to Israel. It talks about somebody that they refer to as kochav, which means they talk about a higher individual, someone who is close to God, someone who will bear the power of God and yet will shine and will be pure in a way. This is kochav.